With the Junior Bantam Bulldogs season now over and the Pee Wee Bulldogs spending this past weekend to prepare before hosting a semi-final playoff game this coming weekend, only the Bantam and Midget teams were in action on Sunday. The Bantam Bulldogs beat White Rock 16-7 on October 27. The score didn't dictate the game. I felt we dominated the game as a whole, Tyler Gavin. The offense played well and the defense played outstanding. Offensively, Keaton Woods had his best game this season, running the ball hard and making incredible blocks, said the coach. Defensively, we were very physical and everyone should be proud of their play. Maxim Magnan had an excellent game, getting multiple interceptions along with Matthew Dadswell, who got an interception. The Bantams play host to Comox in the first round of the playoffs this coming weekend. The Midget Bulldogs were over in Richmond, beating the Raiders 34-14 on October 27. In the beginning it was a bit of a scare as Richmond almost broke one, and Ryder Dunley gave a push on the running back to send him off balance and fall on our 34-yard line after a 55-yard gain, said head coach Opie Williams. Defense came up big and forced a field goal which was blocked. Cowichan's first touchdown was scored by Max Lang on a 95-yard run after a defensive stop by Jake Briggs, who recovered a fumble. Cowichan went into the half with a 13-7 lead. With great field position, Williams put in one of the graduating offensive linemen to get the team's final touchdown. It was Eamon Manley and it was the first and only touchdown of his playing career, Williams said. The Bulldogs play Nanaimo this coming weekend in the Island semifinals. We are still making some mistakes on our defense, but I am expecting some adjustments and specific changes will fix that. I am very happy with the positive progression the team is making and I am very positive of the outcome for next week's playoffs, Williams said. As a coaching staff, we believe that there is not a team that we can't contend with.